All right, it's time. Unification title match has been on the marquee for weeks. Blank v. Branham, unification title match of Who Said It? The
Price
moment.
Is an excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust.
is now. We're getting like, remember when Holyfield and Riddick Bowe fought? I think it was in Vegas and they fought outside and you had the parachuter that flew into the ring and interrupted the fight? That's what we just had in Blank v. Branham and Who Said It? That's what just happened at that very moment. All right, so you have Twitch off, right?
Twitch is done. Who are you asking?
Twitch is done. Now, I don't remember who goes first today. I'm willing to defer to you since you're the defending reigning champion.
I've given you more opportunities to win.
What do you mean?
And you guys change the rules and I roll with it. So whatever you want to do.
No, I don't know whose turn it is to go first. I really don't. But since I am the challenger, because I'm only the interim, let's face it, I'm only the interim. And you are the defending reigning champion. You've not lost your title. It's like boxing.
You won the title. I haven't lost, period.
You're the undefeated world champion. I've not denied that. I've been selling the fight better than you have, for sure. But since you're the defending reigning champion of Who Said It, you can decide if you want to go first or you want to go second. Because remember, we can't say the same answer.
Right. This is fantastic, by the way. This is like when you're on what? This is the what's the game show that this is from? The music?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you have to answer? And the person's, like, wetting their diaper trying to make an answer. I don't care. You can go first.
All right, I'll go first.
There you go.
All right, the first question, or I guess quote, I believe the Texans will be competent with Caserio as GM.
Oh, man, that's a homer. I believe the Texans will be competent with the Texan. With the bull. Oh. This seems like one that would be like in the wheelhouse of one Cody Stutes.
See,
so I'm going to go with Cody Stutes.
See, and that's exactly where I would have gone.
Well, you can't.
So
I gave you the option to go first.
If I can't go that route, I'm going Vanessa Richardson.
Ooh, that's a pretty good guess.
Because she seems to be mini Cody when it comes to being positive on the Texans.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't
She's very
that.
Positive Texan-y.
All right. There you go. I got Cody. He's got Vanessa. What do we got, Brendan?
I do believe that they're not going to be incompetent anymore with Nick Caserio.
Okay.
Do you believe what he said?
No.
Do you still think the Texans will be incompetent with Nick Caserio?
I don't know that they will or won't. I don't have trust to say that they're going to be competent. So I'll just say I'm waiting to see.
That's where I'm at. I'll also say so far they've been incompetent. Nick Caserio so far on the job has been incompetent.
Well, the whole coaching search doesn't give you the confidence.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
That's what I'm saying. The whole coaching search doesn't give you the confidence. They're turning the corner.
All right. Well, I whiffed on that one. You whiffed on that one. Nothing.
My call first, right?
Unification title match. Sure. Yeah, it's your turn to go first.
Now, I will remind you. I asked you guys to remind me. This because we did not play last week, this does include things that were said last week as well.
Oh, no wonder I missed that last question.
That was from this week. That was from this week.
Whoops.
I was like, wasn't I on vacation last week? Well, kind of, but I was here. Go ahead.
All right. Number two, you could merge 10 Midwest states and I wouldn't notice.
Paul Gallant.
Man, that's what I was going to go with.
Glad we made that rule. That was an important rule.
Yeah, Paul Gallant.
Well, he just
You made that rule. We just go with it.
Look, Paul, he's already going to play the clip. He's not even going to let me guess.
I guess that's an early indication.
That's a pretty good indication that I have no chance.
Welcome to the slippage at Combine.
Brad Keldner, I already got this one wrong. So, yeah, all right. Joel's up 1-0.
All the Midwest is the same.
Whoa!
They could get rid of 10 of those states and merge them into one, and I wouldn't notice.
Damn.
Commanding 1-0 lead. I'm shocked.
I have lost a lead before.
I know I have. I'm a choke artist.
Wow, I'm behind. I don't know how this feels. Go ahead.
All right, number three, Brendan. I'm up 1-0. Let's make the
That was a crazy pull. I was like, oh, we both didn't get it right. Then I realized he did. I'm like, my goodness.
I really thought he was about to play without letting me guess.
No,
dude,
I was
I really
getting
did.
Ready.
All right,
I got a lot of moving pieces back here.
Fair enough, you do. All right, number three.
Number three, Medina Spirit should be turned into a bottle of glue.
It's got to be somebody young that would say that. Somebody edgy. I'm kind of between the two dudes we just guessed. BK gave me my first point, but I'm gonna go Paul here.
Boy. For some reason, and I don't know why this. First of all, I don't know why any show's got this topic coming up, but for some reason, I'm gonna go Jake Asman.
Shouldn't you have all this energy for all of those poor degenerates who bet on Mandaloon at the Kentucky Derby only for that bastard Medina Spirit who we should dig up and put into a bottle of glue and burn him? Like, I mean, he's a terrorist.
Yeah, I would have gone Paul too.
That's a terrorist. Man, Paul has hot takes about horse
racing.
Now I
got to make a hell of a comeback.
I had not realized this prior to Jeremy saying it. I think a lot of Paul and Brad could be... You could toss the two together a lot.
You know what's amazing about those two, though, is like they could have very similar things to say, but their delivery couldn't be any different.
Yeah, that's true.
You thought long and hard about that.
The quirky delivery.
But Paul's like so fast and excited, like in your face, and Brad's like a little chill, laid back, a little slower.
A little less clear on the pronunciations intentionally.
You said it, not me.
That's true.
2-0, 2 to play as we head in to round 4 of the unification title match.
All right. Now, number 4 is not quite a quote, but one member of our station broke out in song before declaring their show a musical moving forward.
Somebody. So that was the quote?
No,
somebody said
that. That's what happened.
It's not quite a quote. What happened was one member of our station broke out in song and followed that up by declaring their show a musical moving forward.
So we're predicting a show here. We're answering.
No, it was one person who
did
this.
Oh, it's one person who's... Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not saying a show. We're saying a person.
No, I'm going to say Vanessa.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Something about a musical... Can you repeat the repeat it? Sorry,
oh
Brendan.
My
here,
God, yeah. Regis.
This is
one
a lot on the line.
One member of our
here,
station broke out in song before declaring their show a musical moving forward.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a 2-person show. It doesn't have to be a 3-person show. Can Patrick I don't see Patrick Creighton really breaking out in song. You know what I mean? I don't see Granato doing that. I don't see Lance doing that. Maybe Paul. We've had back to back people before. So, Paul, we could go back-to-back.
I thought of that.
Mm-hmm. We could go back-to-back. How confident are you that it was Vanessa?
I can't answer that until you put in your final answer. Then I'll tell you exactly what
not
I
confident
was thinking.
It was worth the shot, Age. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, right? All right, I'm going to go Paul again. I'm going to go Paul Gallant.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I do factor in the fact that I thought it was one or the other.
In the background. Yeah. The angel.
Fly away.
Right.
This is a musical show now.
Wait, so it wasn't the one that sang? Or
no, it was Vanessa.
No, you got it right. You got it right. Was that this week?
I believe so.
Okay, good. I was hoping it wasn't last week. 2-1 as we go into round 5. The very last question. The unification title match. Blank Branham. Who said it? I've never beaten Blank. I have an opportunity here as we move along to round 5.
Number 5. I'll buy shirts from Goodwill. But you cannot get ass out of jeans.
I'm up.
Oh.
You want to go ahead, though?
No, go ahead. Repeat it, please.
Yeah, please.
I'll buy shirts from Goodwill, but you cannot get ass out of jeans.
Jake Asman? No, that wasn't my answer. I was making a joke about the quote, the word in the quote. I'm going to go Codes. I'm going to go Stutes.
I don't think he uses the word ass.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah, I don't think that's true. I believe that he does.
I got 2.
Who are they?
I could see.
You can say them now.
Yeah, I know. I could see BK because he's Mr. like just no nonsense, no frills guy.
And no behind.
And he doesn't have a behind.
Yeah.
And I could see Paul doing this as well, too. As long as he gets... Smedium, he's so fond of his own pectorals and all those kind of things. And he's also very, very metro on all of his stuff.
No lies detected.
So it's either BK or Paul for me. I need this one just to tie, right?
Yeah, but a draw keeps the belt.
I know.
A draw keeps the belt. He's feeling the heat.
The music is hitting me now.
He's at the free throw line with a chance to tie it. The student section's making the little hand gestures to try to distract him. He's feeling the pressure. He's feeling the heat.
I will tell you, not don't look, but Twitch has definitely gotten onto it.
I haven't looked. You're not. You are looking. You got your hand on the cursor. Okay, you're clicking out of something.
He's not looking at Twitch. We know
Believe me, he's not looking at Twitch.
He's looking at something. He's still got his hand on the mouse.
It's
all mind games. How do we have a shot clock?
I'm gonna
here?
Go, Paul.
Do we have a shot
clock. I'm gonna
clock?
Go, Paul. How just long because did... it just seems more Paul than BK, but I'm stuck between the.
Can we add a shot clock next week? I think we need a shot clock. You took a minute and a half.
Yes, yes.
I'll go to Goodwill
and buy shirts that have been used. Doggone it!
I'll accept hand-me-downs from family members and friends when they are shirts or hats or whatever. But you cannot get ass out of jeans.
What a weird take.
And I knew it was one of the two. Oh, well.
Yeah, unified champion of the world. And no. Who said it? Right here. Jeremy
no.
Branham.
No.
The title holder.
More like got off the Schneid Bowl for you. You got one.
Like Ric Flair now. Doing the
you get a woo?
Woo! Okay. Limousine riding, jet stealing, kiss stealing, son of a gun. Got to beat the man, you got to beat the man. I am the champ.